Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell, right? So I'm always here to really help you understand how business works and what tools and resources you can use in business to get the results that you want in business, whether that is growing your visibility, growing your sales revenue, you know what I mean, launching your product or whatever that is. And this conversation is something that I think that a lot of people don't usually like to have, or they don't usually consider when they are starting a business, because the knee-jerk reaction when most of us have started businesses is to jump onto social media. And I just want to remind you that not all social media platforms are created equally. Not all social media platforms are created equally, right? And each platform serves a particular purpose. Now, social media is such a powerful tool for you to market your business, for you to increase your visibility, for you to connect with your ideal clients and really, you know, vamp up your business. It's a really great way for you to do that. And yes, I am all for social media, right? But I want you to understand that not all platforms are created equally. Each platform has a particular use, and you as the entrepreneur, you have to understand how each platform is meant to be used and how your ideal clients use those platforms, right? So most of us know, or I think would know, that Facebook, for example, I'm using examples, right? Facebook, for example, is a much older audience, right? The younger generations, the 20s, 21s, 25s, they have kind of moved away from Facebook, and they are now on like Instagram. You know, the big influencers and stuff, they are more on Instagram, and they're even more on Twitter, right? Because Twitter is fabulous and powerful, right? So if your ideal clients are that age group, that is where you need to look. Facebook is a lot older audience. Facebook could be like 35 to 55 kind of audience, or even older. Instagram as well is a younger audience, right? So Instagram could be anybody from maybe 20 years old up to maybe 40 years old, if so old at all, right? So you have to understand before you decide on which social media platform I am going to really dedicate my time on, which platform is my ideal client on, right? And there are people who have Facebook accounts, but who are never really on Facebook. They joined Facebook because it was one of the first platforms that were there, but they're never really on Facebook. They don't use Facebook to find maybe clothes. They don't use Facebook to find a business coach, or they don't use Facebook to find a job. They, you know, you have to also understand how your ideal clients use the platforms that they are on, so that you can make an informed decision about which platforms you want to spend your time on, right? That is the key thing. Who is my ideal client? That's where you need to start. And then you have to start to do research, like how are they using the platforms? What exactly are they using Instagram for? What exactly are they using Twitter for? What exactly are they using Facebook for? And guys, look back at your clients who have used your service and just ask them, like, what platforms are you on regularly? They might say, well, I have a Facebook page, but are you actually using Facebook? Are you on there every single day? Are you in groups? Are you, you know what I mean? You need to figure that out, because it's not a one size fits all. It's different for everybody's business, but you have to figure out what that is. The other thing you have to decide is that, and you have to understand, is that as much as you need to be out there, right, to get people to know you, to like you, to start to engage with your business or whatever, it does not mean that you have to be on all social media platforms, guys, right? I see some people trying to juggle being on, like, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on LinkedIn, they're on Twitter, they're on TikTok, they're on Clubhouse is a new one right now, right? You don't need to be on all the social media platforms, right? Because that is a recipe for you to get burned out. I usually advise my clients to choose two main platforms. I'm not saying your ideal clients may not be on the others, but for beginners to start, choose two main platforms and master those platforms before you decide to move on to other platforms. Make sense? Tag your business buddies, tag your accountability partners, tag anybody else in business who is also on social media and you think needs to hear this message. Go ahead and tag your people, share this message, because it's a very, very important lesson that I think, my Instagram post, a very, very important lesson that I think we do not talk about enough. We talk about being consistent and we talk about being frequent, but we don't talk about where we need to be consistent and where we need to be frequent. It does not need to be on all social media platforms. Choose two, master those, and then move on to the other platforms, because each platform has different tools, right? That's the other thing. Each platform has different tools, and the tools are there for you for a reason. The tools are there to help you to get visible, besides they wanting you to spend money on ads. But there are a lot of tools available on each one of those platforms that is meant to help you increase your engagement, meant to help you gain more visibility, and in some cases, meant to help you sell even faster. So like Instagram has this feature now. Instagram has reels, Instagram has stories, Instagram has, you know, different filters and that kind of thing where you could ask people to ask me a question. Instagram has this thing like if you're selling on retail now, you can click on the image and flag on the price and go directly to the website and purchase. Each one of the platforms has different features. So you want to spend time to figure out if those features make sense for your business, and if they do, how you can optimize each one of those features on the social media platform that you've chosen to be on in order for you to get the results that you want. So if you had to do that on 5 to 6 different platforms, guys, you would be online whole day, every day. What kind of life is that? Nobody wants that life, right? Unless you have a team of people. But most of you, I'm sure, one-man show, or you may have one person, extra person working with you, right? Because remember, just being on the platforms is one thing. You also have to think about, you know, the content I'm going to share on this platform. Like, the content is going to be different for each platform, again, because how people engage, how people buy on each platform is different, right? Think about Twitter only has a certain amount of characters, so you can't put like a long form content so much on Twitter unless you unroll it and that kind of thing. Those of you on Twitter will understand what I mean by unrolling, right? So you have to understand these things on the platforms that you're choosing to be on before you decide, because you don't need to be on 6 different platforms. I would say choose 2-3 maximum, but choose 2 platforms and master the platform, right? It's not just about posting. It's not just about posting on your page, but understanding the impact of using stories. Understand the impact of using reels. Understand the impact of using hashtags, where hashtags need to be used. Understand the impact of using the filters, where filters have to be used. Understand the impact of swiping up, swiping left, swiping right, clicking on the link. Understand the impact of tagging and putting your location and those things. You have to understand all of those things about the social media platform that you are on. Because then, guys, when you don't do that, what you're doing is leaving money on the table. You're leaving money on the table because you're not utilizing the platforms the way it was meant to be utilized in the first instance. Right? Yes, they want you to spend money on ads because, I mean, it's a business that they're running and they have every right to do that. But you as an entrepreneur have every right to also understand the tools that are being given to you on each platform and figure out how to utilize each one of those tools to your full, full, full advantage so that you can get what you want. Now, you just need to really get acquainted with at least two platforms and really master those two platforms, right? I have clients who are not on Facebook and not even on Instagram, who are only like solely on LinkedIn. They're just on LinkedIn and they're on YouTube, right? They have no presence on Facebook and they have no presence on Instagram, right? And there's a reason for that, right? Because when we did our market research, when we fine-tuned their client base, when we really understood who needed their services and how they needed their services, and we understood where their clients go to find the solutions, Facebook wasn't it. Instagram wasn't it. Twitter wasn't it. Where people were going, they were going to LinkedIn to find those things, or they were going to YouTube even to find the solution. So that is where we decided to really focus our time and our energy and master those things so that we can generate leads, increase our visibility, build a relationship with our audience, and ultimately get continuous sales, right? That is what you need to consider when you have started your business. So even if you have started your business and you realize, okay, I'm on this Instagram app and I'm not getting any sales, I'm not getting any engagement, people are not really interested in what I, that may be because that is not where your ideal clients are. Guys, it's so important. Everything that I tell you all, you know, is not in isolation. All of these things work together. Your goal setting, your ideal clients, your content creation, you're creating stories, you're utilizing your videos. All of these things are, you know, your sales funnel. All of these things are tied in together for you to get the results that you want. And this is why I come on and I share, you know, the bite-sized pieces of information for you. I share it in bite-sized pieces of information so that you don't become overwhelmed. But the fact of the matter is, all of these things have to work together in order for you to get the results that you ideally want in your business. You understand? Make sure you share this message. Make sure you tag your accountability partners and your business besties, your friends, your family in business, who are all utilizing social media to gain visibility, to gain a one-up in your business, right? Understand how the tools are to be used. Understand how the platforms are to be used, and make sure that you are utilizing the tools on each platform to get the results that you want. Don't leave money on the table, because if you're just on Facebook or you're just on Instagram and all you're doing is posting on your feed, you're not engaging with others, you're not using stories, you're not using your filters, you're not using your reels, you're not using the highlights, you're not using the tag option or locations options, you're not doing any of those things, right? You're not using the units in your groups, you're not trying to form the group or be part of groups, you're not utilizing any of those things, then what are you actually doing? How are you actually optimizing your social media presence? That is the question that you need to ask when you decide on which social media platform that you want to be on, right? And again, it's not about being on all and every single platform there is out there. Do your research. If you already started your business and you are getting sales, look back at the people who have bought from you. In fact, ask them a question. How did you hear from me? Which platform did you see me on first? Even if they were referred to you by somebody else, somebody would have referred you, and you have to ask them. So when somebody referred me to you, where did you go and seek me? Did you go on Facebook first, or did you go on Instagram first, or did you go on LinkedIn? Like, where did you go to find out more information about me? Did you even Google me, right? Where did you get more information about me? Have those conversations with your audience, guys. Guys, remember, it's about building relationships, right? And in order for you to build relationships, you have to ask these questions. You have to be comfortable enough to have these type of conversations with your audience, right? Or even ask a question on your Facebook page, ask a question in your LinkedIn, ask a question in your Instagram. How did you hear about me, right? which social media platform did you learn about me first? That kind of thing. So that you also get a sense of the people who are following you, people who are buying from you, that kind of thing. Where did they come from to get to where you are right now? Because more than likely, a lot of them had the same journey, right? And that is going to give you a lot of insight as to where you need to be, how you need to show up, or what you need to be selling, and which one of the tools you need to optimize, to get the results that you want in your business. Yes, that is my message for you today. I hope it met you well. I hope it gave you a moment of pause, right? So that you can make the best decision moving forward as you develop your business. So guys, be safe, follow the rules, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.